Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, How to Harvest. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Talked about Brother Hagin a couple of times tonight, and well, something else here. He told about how that back in the early days of him pastoring, that a pastor came to his church and preached on some things that he didn't like and caused him some problems. He had to kind of clean up after him after he left and straighten some things out. And he was sitting there not so happy about giving him the offering. And the Lord prompted him, take him up another offering, this extra offering. And for him to put a certain amount in. And it was a lot for him. It was a big portion of his monthly pay. He's going to have to believe God the rest of the time. But he did it. He did it and smiled and blessed the brother and sent him on his way. And then had to try to fix what he had done. And then some time after that, I guess some years after that, there was a preacher who's coming through and he got off the bus and just wanted to say hi to him on his way to somewhere else. And the Lord prompted him, it was around Christmas time, prompted him, have him preach at their church. And so he did. And while he's preaching, the Lord prompted him to give most of his Christmas money that they had prepared for their family and for their Christmas to this man. Revealed to him that the reason he got off the bus there is because that's all the money he had. And he was believing to try to get home. He never told him, but the Spirit of God told Brother Hagin. But then he said, through half the message, he's not hearing what the man said because he's thinking, that's all my Christmas money, you know? How are the kids going to have Christmas and all that? You know, it's right there to the door to Christmas Eve and day, and this is my money. But he did it. He put it in his hands and sent him on his way. They made it through. The Lord helped them. But then some years after that, they were in a room where a woman was virtually bedfast, laying on the bed with a terrible disease, considered terminal. They'd been praying for some time, and the Spirit of God supernaturally told him, stand up, go to the foot of the bed, speak and command this. He did. She got out of bed. Glory to God. Glory to God. Healed. Healed. They all shouted. They praised God. They went out and sat down in the backyard, he said, and had watermelon together and just shouted and praised God. And he said, the Lord spoke to him. And he said, if you hadn't obeyed me in that offering with that brother back there, and if you hadn't obeyed me in that offering at Christmas time, I couldn't have used you in this. See, obedience is obedience. Faith is faith. Whether it's with $20 or whether it's with the gift of the Spirit. And isn't that what this is saying? Come on, read it out loud. I didn't write this. Verse 11. If therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? You won't get an opportunity to handle the true riches unless and until you're faithful in the natural things, the small things. And if you've not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? You won't get it. Go back to John 4. We'll see if we can finish it. Discern the harvest. It's right now, 36. He that reaps, are you a reaper?
Yes.
Say, I'm a reaper.
I'm a reaper.
I'm not just a sower.
I'm not just a sower.
I'm a reaper.
I'm a reaper.
He that reaps gets paid. Anybody want to get paid?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
In order to get paid, you got to reap.
Amen.
You don't just make confessions and wait on God. You got to reap. He that reaps receives wages and gathers fruit unto life eternal, that both he that sows and he that reaps may rejoice together. Keep reading. And herein is that saying true, one sows and another reaps. I saw this clearer today than I'd ever seen it before. I guess I just read past this. I'll read from another translation. You'll see what I'm talking about. Verse 38. I sent you to reap. Say it out loud. He sent me to reap.
He sent me to reap.
I sent you to reap that whereon you bestowed no labor. Other men labored. And you are entered into their labors. Let me read some other translation. The CEV, the Complete English. CEV. It says, now the harvest workers are receiving their reward by gathering a harvest that brings eternal life. Then everyone who planted the seed and everyone who harvested the crop will celebrate together. So the saying proves true. Some plant the seed and others harvest the crop. I'm sending you to harvest crops in fields where others have done all the hard work. I'm sending you to harvest crops in fields where others have done all the hard work. Glory to God. Is it possible not only to reap what you've sown, but to reap what others have sown, even previous generations? Somebody say glory to God. Glory to God. The New Century Version, verse 38, the NCV, the New Century, says, I sent you to harvest a crop that you did not work on. Others did the work, and you get to finish up their work. You get to reap what they sowed. Glory to God. Listen to this scripture, and don't turn there necessarily, but Hebrews 6:10, the New Century Version. Hebrews 6:10 says, God is fair. He will not forget the work you did and the love you showed for Him by helping His people. Now that was written to people generations ago, as well as to us. And the Lord told them, I will not forget what you did in ministering to my people. He will remember that you're still helping. The Complete English, the CEV. The CEV says, God is always fair. He will remember how you helped His people in the past and how you're still helping them. Now, do the sins of the fathers, can they affect the children? No question. No question they can, and they do. Well, if that's true, then in order to be just and fair, the sowing to the spirit of the fathers has to benefit their descendants. And this is why, one of the reasons, and this is not just happening here, I believe this is happening in numerous places all over the body of Christ. God is raising a generation that excels in reaping. It is required to fulfill prophecy. It is required. It's going to take it to reap the harvest. We got to quit squabbling and quibbling about hundredfold and about this and that. We don't just need to reap hundredfold. We need to reap everything that's been sown before we got here. I've read the testimonies of some of the most outstanding men of God back, 100 years ago and more. And you can tell reading them, man, some of them had the most amazing faith for healing and the most amazing faith for miracles and just no revelation at all for their provision and their finances. None. And you and I wouldn't have a clue either, except God had brought it out in our generation. But these people sowed and were willing to do it. Glad to lay their life down. And the Lord honored that. And they've been happy with Him in heaven for a long time. But the seed they have sown has been in the ground for a long time. And it has multiplied. And it has increased. Come on, are you listening to me? And I believe God would that a generation of believers would come that would have the faith and have the vision to lay hold and believe what He said, that others have labored and you are entering into their labors. They sowed it, but you're going to reap it. And it's not to our credit, not to our glory. We can shout and say glory to God. It's for them. It's for the Lord. It's for everybody that went before us. How many know, preachers, we're standing on the shoulders of amazing men and women of God to have the freedoms and to have the light to preach what we're preaching today. It's not because we're so smart. It's not because we figured everything out. I keep thinking of things Brother Hagin said. He used to say this. I've heard him say it publicly. I've heard him say it privately. He'd look us in the eye. He'd say, nobody helped me coming up. Nobody taught me about faith. We just had to dig it out with the Spirit's help. He said, if you don't take everything that the Lord's given you through us and go on out beyond, He said, I'm going to come back and kick you. We're not supposed to just try to maintain and not lose ground. We're supposed to take everything that's been given and go on up. Come on, go on up. And if the Lord tarries His coming, how many believe a generation of little ones are coming up? Yes. Believe in God. Yes. Phyllis is telling me about one of our little ones, little bitty guy today. I guess he was on the school bus and he said his friend told him his eye hurt. He said, can I pray for you? Wow. Little bitty guy. He said, yeah. So he reached over, put his hand on his eye and he got healed right there on the school bus. Little bitty. That's not just happening here. That's happening all over the place. And if the Lord tarries His coming, why shouldn't they start off not where we started off, start off where we leave off, glory to God, and then them take it on up. Oh, somebody say glory to God. Stand up on your feet. Let's praise Him some. Stand up on your feet. Lord, we thank You. Lord, we praise You. Lord, we glorify Your holy name.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, How to Harvest, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Faith of God who gives me